Ages have passed and the question still remains. Wise men have pondered it and echoed its refrain. What is truth? Oh, what is truth? Pilate asked our Lord. This is truth, oh, this is truth. Jesus answered in these words to no one God, and all as held in thee, he shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Einstein believed there was some grand unity. Physicists, they plumb the depths of those tiny particles. What is truth? Oh, what is truth? None can get it right. This is truth, oh, this is truth. The healing Christ sheds the light to no one God, and all as held in thee, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The human mind will never know from its separated sense what truth reveals so naturally that there's only present tense. What is truth? Oh, what is truth? The mind that questions cannot know. This is truth, oh, this is truth. The mind that says it knows it so. I am one God, and all is held in me. As I know the truth, then my knowingness is free. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free.
Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by SearsDirectory.com. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, the web address is csinteractivechurch.org. Within the turquoise box, click on the first link, which provides the order of service and links to the words of the hymns and other information. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone to help eliminate background noises, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the readings portion of this meeting will be recorded so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. Let's begin our service with singing hymn number 258. I shall read all of the verses before we join in song, and a reminder that the link to the words of this hymn are on the Order of Service webpage. Oft to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of truth with falsehood for the good or evil side. A great cause, God's new Messiah, shows to each the bloom or blight. So can choice be made by all men, twist the darkness and the light. New occasions teach new duties. Time makes ancient creeds uncouth. They must upward still and onward, who would keep abreast of truth and serenely down the future see the thought of men incline to the side of perfect justice and to God's supreme design. Though the cause of evil prosper, yet 'tis truth alone is strong. Though her portion be the scaffold, and upon the throne be wrong, yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God, within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. Again, welcome to this healing service at CSInteractiveChurch.org. The topic of the readings for this Wednesday meeting is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, John. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Psalms. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteous of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Matthew. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. and he went out and wept bitterly. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The question, what is truth, convulses the world. Many are ready to meet this inquiry with the assurance which comes of understanding, but more blinded by their old illusions and try to give it pause. Pale in the presence of his own momentous question, what is truth? Pilate was drawn into acquiescence with the demands of Jesus' enemies. Pilate was ignorant of the consequences of his awful decision against human rights and divine love, knowing not that he was hastening the final demonstration of what life is and of what the true knowledge of God can do for man. Genesis 2:15. And the Lord God, Jehovah, took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Genesis 2:16-17. And the Lord God, Jehovah, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God said of the tree of knowledge, which bears the fruit of sin, disease, and death, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The tree of knowledge stands for the erroneous doctrine that the knowledge of evil is as real, hence as God bestowed, as the knowledge of good. We call the absence of truth error. Truth and error are unlike. In science, truth is divine, and the infinite God can have no unlikeness. Did God, truth, create error? No. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? The seed of truth and the seed of error, of belief and of understanding, yea, the seed of spirit and the seed of matter, are the wheat and tares which time will separate, the one to be burned, the other to be garnered into heavenly places. Material sense never helps mortals to understand spirit, God. Through spiritual sense only, man comprehends and loves deity. The various contradictions of the science of mind by the material senses do not change the unseen truth, which remains forever intact. The forbidden fruit of knowledge, against which wisdom warns man, is the testimony of error, declaring existence to be at the mercy of death, and good and evil to be capable of commingling. This is the significance of the scripture concerning this tree of knowledge of good and evil. This growth of material belief, of which it is said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Human hypotheses first assume the reality of sickness, sin, and death, and then assume the necessity of these evils because of their admitted actuality. These human verdicts are the procurers of all discord. In Christian science, a denial of truth is fatal, while a just acknowledgement of truth and of what it has done for us is an effectual help. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Like Peter, we should weep over the warning instead of denying the truth or mocking the lifelong sacrifice which goodness makes for the destruction of evil. falsehood, envy, hypocrisy, malice, hate, revenge, and so forth, steal away the treasures of truth. If brain, nerves, stomach are intelligent, if they talk to us, tell us their condition, and report how they feel, then spirit and matter, truth and error, commingle and produce sickness and health, good and evil, life and death. Who shall say whether truth or error is the greater? The rule of inversion infers from error its opposite, truth. But truth is the light which dispels error. As mortals begin to understand spirit, they give up the belief that there is any true existence apart from God. When examined in the light of divine science, mortals present more than is detected upon the surface, since inverted thoughts and erroneous beliefs must be counterfeits of truth. Thought is borrowed from a higher source than matter, and by reversal, errors serve as waymarks to the one mind in which all error disappears in celestial truth. Truth has no consciousness of error. Love has no sense of hatred. Life has no partnership with death. Truth, life, and love are a law of annihilation to everything unlike themselves, because they declare nothing except God. If sickness is real, it belongs to immortality. If true, it is a part of truth. Would you attempt with drugs or without to destroy a quality or condition of truth? But if sickness and sin are illusions, the awakening from this mortal dream or illusion will bring us into health, holiness, and immortality. This awakening is the forever coming of Christ, the advanced appearing of truth, which casts out error and heals the sick. In trying to undo the errors of sense, one must pay fully and fairly the utmost farthing, until all error is finally brought into subjection to truth. The divine method of paying sin's wages involves unwinding one's snarls and learning from experience how to divide between sense and soul. That matter is substantial, or as life and sensation, is one of the false beliefs of mortals and exists only in a supposititious mortal consciousness. Hence, as we approach spirit and truth, we lose the consciousness of matter. The admission that there can be material substance requires another admission, namely that spirit is not infinite and that matter is self-creative, self-existent, and eternal. From this it would follow that there are two eternal causes warring forever with each other, and yet we say that spirit is supreme and all-presence. Spirit and matter can neither coexist nor cooperate, and one can no more create the other than truth can create error, or vice versa. In proportion as the belief disappears that life and intelligence are in or of matter, the immortal facts of being are seen. Truth has no home in error, and error has no foothold in truth. Truth destroys falsity and error, for light and darkness cannot dwell together. Corporeal sense or error may seem to hide truth, health, harmony, and science, as the mist obscures the sun or the mountain. But science, the sunshine of truth, will melt away the shadow and reveal the celestial peaks. The pains of sense are salutary if they wrench away false, pleasurable beliefs and transplant the affections from sense to soul, where the creations of God are good rejoicing the heart. Such is the sword of science with which truth decapitates error, materiality giving place to man's higher individuality and destiny. When false human beliefs learn even a little of their own falsity, they begin to disappear. A knowledge of error and of its operations must precede that understanding of truth, which destroys error, until the entire mortal material error finally disappears and the eternal verity, man, created by and of spirit, is understood and recognized as the true likeness of his maker. This concludes the readings. Let's unite in silent prayer, followed by the singing of the Lord's Prayer. And now the words our Master gave us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Thank you.